From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Femuliner. The University of Missouri Board of Curators is currently meeting amidst national attention surrounding University of Missouri System President Tim Wolf and students at the University of Missouri in Columbia. The meeting was called last minute last night. KBIA's Rebecca Smith tells us students are calling for Wolf's resignation following racist incidents on and off campus at MU in the last few months.
In October, a student group, Concerned Student 1950, released a list of demands calling for Wolf's resignation. Jonathan Butler, a black graduate student, then began a hunger strike last week, again calling for Wolf's resignation or his, that is Butler's, death. On Saturday evening, athletes of color on the Mizzou Tigers football team released a statement via Twitter, stating they would not participate in, quote, any football-related activities until Wolf resigns or is removed from office. John Fougere, a spokesman for Wolf's office, says despite calls for his removal, Wolf wants to lead the campus in change.
The president desires to be a leader, just as he was on the Title IX sexual misconduct issue. And, you know, he wants to be the person who can help bring this conversation together.
Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.
KBIA has reporters at that 10 a.m. Board of Curators meeting and will have the very latest as this story develops and will carry any public statements on our air live as they happen.
Hi, welcome to the special report for KBIA News.
We are listening in to the live Board of Curators meeting happening here on the University of Missouri campus, and the curators are discussing right now whether or not to let University of Missouri System President Tim Wolf to speak at the beginning of the meeting. He's now going to begin speaking here in just a moment. We're going to take you live to this feed and continue to cover this story live throughout this morning.
So, good morning. Thank you for coming today. I am resigning as president of the University of Missouri System today.
To use my resignation, please, please use this resignation to heal, not to hate. And let's move forward together for a brighter tomorrow. God bless all of you, and I thank you for this wonderful opportunity to have led the University of Missouri System. Thank you.
Tim Wolf has taken a seat back at the table at the Board of Curators meeting. We'll listen in here briefly.
The board has a closed session agenda that we need to handle. And if the chair will entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
And with that, the board will go into an executive session.
Call the roll.
So there will be no more public statements made at this point. We'll continue to follow this meeting. There may be more public statements after this closed session ends. Again, you just heard UM System President Tim Wolf, now former UM System President Tim Wolf, resigning his position as president following a flurry of activity on campus in the last few weeks. From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Femuliner. Students celebrate on the University of Missouri campus this morning as they surround Jonathan Butler, a student who declared last week he was going on a hunger strike until UM System President Tim Wolf resigned. Butler and other students say Wolf failed as a leader on diversity issues. Dozens of MU football players joined in over the weekend, saying on Twitter they would not participate in any football activities until Wolf was out. This morning, it happened.
Please, please use this resignation to heal, not to hate, and let's move forward together for a brighter tomorrow.
That was Tim Wolf resigning his post just before a last-minute Board of Curators meeting just after 10 this morning. When addressing the room and the board, Wolf says he, quote, took full responsibility for the inaction that has occurred. In his address, Wolf noted that while many individuals would be pleased to know that he was stepping down from the position, Wolf and his, quote, gracious supporters would keep the university near them.
We stopped listening to each other. We didn't respond or react. We got frustrated with each other. And we forced individuals like Jonathan Butler to take immediate action or unusual steps to effect change.
From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Femuliner. Teachers and students who gathered on the Carnahan Quadrangle on the University of Missouri campus this morning celebrated the resignation of University of Missouri System President Tim Wolf. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports.
Cheers of glee erupted as protesters learned the news that Wolf was stepping down.
faculty members and students walked out of classes to support the cause, led by the group Concerned Student 1950. The group has called for the removal or resignation of President Wolf for months because of his lack of response to racist incidents on campus.
I want you all to know that this is a movement and not a moment. So I expect to see this all the time.
Student Andrea Foljam, a member of Concerned Student 1950, said the work needs to continue.
We still have policies we have to implement. We don't stop fighting because that's what they want. We have to make sure that we ensure that campus will be okay for everyone and futures to come.
Former student athlete Michael Sam came out to support Jonathan Butler, who had been on a hunger strike, and to support his former football teammates who joined in the cause.
I want the best for Jonathan. I want the best for the African Americans on this campus. I want the best for this university. I love this school, and I want the best for this school.
Wolf said in his resignation that he takes full responsibility for the inaction.
Use my resignation to heal and start talking again, to make the changes necessary, and let's focus on changing what we can change today and in the future.
The curators have not named an interim president just yet. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nick Yale. The deans of 9 different colleges at the University of Missouri sent a letter to the board of curators calling Chancellor Arbo and Lofton to step down. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports.
In the letter, the deans write that Chancellor Lofton has created a, quote, toxic environment through threat, fear, and intimidation, according to the Columbia Daily Tribune. Journalism Dean David Kirpius signed the letter and says ultimately Lofton is responsible for the mistrustful atmosphere on campus because of his leadership role.
I'm concerned about the climate on campus, not just with race and with the swastika incident in the dorm, but also the graduate student issues and, having those move toward resolution.
Lofton has been criticized for mishandling graduate student health care and racial incidents on the Columbia campus. University of Missouri System President Tim Wolf announced his resignation today after coming under fire for his lack of response to racial incidents. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
The Board of Curators meeting has reopened after a 6-hour meeting plus today. Board Chair Donald Cuffs is now speaking. We're going to take you live to that with the news that not only after the resignation of Tim Wolf this morning, now Chancellor Arbo and Lofton has announced that he is also going to resign his post as chancellor, stay on at the university in a research role starting January 1st. We take you now live to Donald Cuffs speaking.
The board is announcing a series of initiatives which include a first ever Chief Diversity, Inclusion, and Equity Officer will be appointed for the University of Missouri system.
MU Chancellor Arbo and Lofton is on the way out.
I have decided today that I will transition from the role of Chancellor of the University of Missouri, effective the end of this year, and move into a new role where I will work with many people across the university and with the system to advance our research mission.
From KBIA News in Columbia, this is Intersection, Conversations in Our Community. I'm Sarah Shariari. It was an emotional day at Mizzou, and today on Intersection, we're bringing you voices from across the campus responding to the day's events. Around 10 o'clock this morning, people gathered around the tent camp set up by members of Concerned Student 1950. Eventually, several hundred people covered the lawn. This is Jonathan Butler, the graduate student who went on a hunger strike.
At the end of all this, after all the letters we've sent, all the in-person interactions, after all the forums we've attended, after all the tweets and DMs that we've sent telling the administration about our pain, it should not have taken this much. And it is disgusting and vile that we find ourselves in a place that we do.
Our team spoke with people all around campus about what they want to see moving forward.
What is your response to Tim Wolf's resignation?
Hi, my name is Matthew Murphy, and my response is that I think he definitely made the right choice amidst all of the heat and hatred that's been going on. It was definitely time for him to go at this point, and I think hopefully this will lead to more and more inclusive environment on campus with whoever takes over his position.
What do you think the next steps that the university and the UM system should take?
I think the next steps are definitely need to just include at least addressing every issue that occurs. I think that was the main problem with Wolf, just not speaking at all, which ignorance being the same as being against something at that point. So they need to try to sever issue and try to create a more inclusive space, safe space for all students on the campus.
My name's Devin Hill. I'm a junior here. I mean, I understand where all the protesters are coming from right now. I mean, obviously it's an issue, but I feel like him resigning isn't going to solve the entire problem. Yeah, I think that some of their demands are reasonable, but forcing him to resign, I think is a little bit irrational. I mean, it is true that he has had a lack of response to some of the racial issues, but I think it could have been handled a little bit better, maybe negotiated with the demands of other protesters, you know, implement some of the inclusion trainings that they wanted to. But I mean, at the end of the day, forcing him to resign isn't going to really solve anything. It might get stuff started, but it's not a good start. So
from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bram Sable Smith. Yesterday was a big news day in our city, and surely you already know about the high-profile resignations at the University of Missouri. Both the UM system president and MU chancellor are out. And at this point, it's likely you've also heard that most of the demonstrators who catalyzed those resignations did not want to talk to the press. There's a video making its way around the internet. If you haven't seen it, it's not hard to find. In it, there's a photographer, an MU student, insisting on his right to take photos. And the demonstrators insist he needs to leave.
Yes, I can. This is the First Amendment that protects your right to stand here, protects mine.
One of the demonstrators sizes up the photographer here, and they stare at each other pretty tensely, lips pursed.
I know that. I know you better back up.
Why?
I know that.
Not long after that, a reporter with headphones comes in the screen and says something inaudible to the photographer. The photographer looks at him for a moment and continues on. What that reporter said was, "There's nothing to gain from this." I know that because that reporter was me. Chances are you're going to see a lot of stories about this video, not about me, but about the First Amendment and about who is right and who's wrong here. I don't know who's right and who's wrong. But a funny thing happened yesterday, and honestly, I feel like I need to talk about it.
You lost this one, bro. You lost this one, bro. You gotta back up. You lost this one, bro. You just lost this one, bro.
That's one of the demonstrators telling the photographer to back up. This demonstrator was a black man, but other demonstrators in the area were white, black, men, women. The photographer appears to me to be Asian, though I didn't ask him. But myself and most of the other reporters there yesterday were white men. There's no avoiding talking about race here, not in a story about a demonstration against systematic oppression. And while there were many, many moments of unity between everyone, there were other moments where that was not the case. And for me, this came up in a big way later on in the morning. I accidentally found myself with a USA Today reporter inside what you might call the inner circle of demonstrators. And needless to say, as journalists, we were not a welcome presence. That other reporter, a white man from Denmark, said, "I have a right to be here." One of the demonstrators, also a white man, replied,
"Step back. And I'm not speaking on anybody's behalf. I'm speaking on my behalf. Get the back."
Then two more demonstrators, who were black women, called for more people to come help move us away.
"Can black man please come over here, please? Thank you. Black man!
Black man!"
This hit me pretty hard. It was playing on the fear of a stereotype so culturally ingrained it's at once taboo and unavoidable. And I couldn't help but question, what was I doing here? What value was I adding to this conversation by being there? At the same time, I also had to wonder, what's the point of shutting me out? When I got back to my desk yesterday, a reporter in St. Louis tweeted at me about a photo I had posted showing demonstrators blocking out the media. "What's the rationale for blocking out the media?" he asked. I replied, "I asked, was told, no comment." "This appears to be a concern," he wrote back, referencing a tweet that read, "White media loves to make things about them. It's disgusting." Honestly, I understand the sentiment. Here I am writing this story, after all. But I don't really know what to make of the whole day, really. And it sure would help to have a conversation. Bram Sable Smith, KBIA News, Columbia,